Susan, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you very much. I think all the people involved with endometriosis are very excited at the moment by the wonderful support we've had from politicians at the event held in Parliament House last night. Very exciting.
I want to hear all about details on what happened, but first, I think in best efforts of opening up this conversation, can you explain to us what endometriosis is for the uninitiated?
Sure. And isn't it amazing that a condition that affects 1 in 10 women in Australia is still so unknown?
Mm.
Endometriosis, endometrium, is the name for the lining of the uterus. It's the stuff that grows and bleeds each month when a woman has a period, which is a pretty normal thing to do. But in about 1 in 10 women, tissue like the lining of the uterus grows in other places around the pelvis where it's not supposed to be. And some people can have a little bit of endometriosis growing, and some people have a lot with organs in their pelvis stuck together and a lot of disease present there. But what we do know is that the amount of pain that they have is not related to how much endometriosis they have, and also that the range of symptoms that a woman has with endometriosis can be quite broad. And a lot of this means that they don't recognise it, their doctors don't always recognise it, and it's so easily ignored, and they're often left for a long time with pain and symptoms that could be so much better managed at an early stage.
Mm. So it's it is astounding, as you said, that it is such a common condition, and yet there is so little known about it. Now, there's currently a push for better education in particularly in schools around endometriosis, and I understand that last night there was a big development in helping to get behind this push and helping to do more medical research into it. Can you explain a little bit about what happened?
Yes. Well, several of the groups around Australia that are most influential in the area of supporting women with this condition have joined with politicians to work in a parliamentary Friends of Endometriosis group. And this has been a wonderful initiative of MPs Nicole Flint and Gay Broatman, one from Liberal Party, one from the Labor Party, in a truly wonderful collaboration. And last night they were joined by the government whip, Nola Marino, and by the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, and by the Shadow Health Minister, Catherine Smith, to work together to launch this new group to make a difference and really make progress in this area that has been neglected for so long. And the outcome was that, first of all, the Minister for Health gave a very sincere apology to women who have suffered for so long for the fact that their pain has been neglected for many, many years, and how much he recognised that they had suffered. It was a lovely moment. The second thing he announced was that they plan to make change and that they would be developing a national action plan for endometriosis. And they would be looking at all the different ways that they can do most effectively to make a difference to the lives of girls and women with this condition. They also announced some research into endometriosis that is going to initially go to the University of Queensland that has a strong record in this area. And also that endometriosis would be the focus of the Women's Health Week run by the Jean House Foundation this year. So it was fabulously exciting, and the event included the voices of many women who had suffered with endometriosis and what it had meant to the lives of them and their families. It was a wonderful event. So that's what happened last night. And I know that you're actually keen to talk about the schools thing, which is actually one part. It may well make one what we believe is important part of changing the lives of girls and women with pain in the future.
Mm. Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, you just ran us through that fantastic announcement, which I'm sure is with that new action task force, is going to cover education about endometriosis quite comprehensively. Can you tell us a little bit about what your organisation and other similar organisations are planning to try and implement in terms of menstrual health education in schools?
Well, we're working together with a range of organisations, including EndoActive, Endometriosis Australia, Canberra Endometriosis Network, the Queensland Endometriosis Association, and researchers, as well as some of the smaller groups as well. There are several groups. Australia's a big country, so we're working with all of them, and we all have areas that we feel that we can be most effective in, and that we are going to be most effective when we all work together to forward this to help. So our particular organisation is the Pelvic Pain Foundation of Australia, And we provide information and education for families, girls, women, but also health professionals to improve the management of this condition. So we have a website that provides information to the public at pelvicpain.org.au, and that is very useful for women, especially those who can't access services, maybe live in out-of-city areas, or just want to find out some information on what's happening with their pain. But what anyone who works in the area recognises is that their pain started as a teenager, and the most important thing that would have made a big difference to their lives is if their pain had been recognised early for what it was and they had been helped with effective treatments in their teens. Now, New Zealand has had a wonderful schools program for 20 years, a menstrual education program, which is fun and age-appropriate and helps girls feel comfortable talking about menstruation and recognising when their symptoms don't fit the norm. We haven't had that in Australia. So this year, we piloted the New Zealand program in schools, in a few schools, 10 schools in South Australia, in Adelaide, because we wanted to demonstrate that the validated, researched, fabulously popular program they have in New Zealand was suitable for our schools too. So we have done a pilot of that this year, and the girls loved it, the teachers loved it, it went really well, and we're working with the South Australian government to hopefully extend that to all the public schools in South Australia. And we know we've got interest from groups in other states who would love to see such a program in their state too.
Well, it's fantastic development, Susan. And it's very positive to be hearing, you know, how far endometriosis has come in the last few years. For any young people who might be just starting to learn about endometriosis or people of older age groups as well, what are some symptoms that they should look out for and further support portals where they can find out more?
Well, the biggest one is that they've got period pain that is distressing. And we know that most girls will have some period pain, but we know that one in five girls will have distressing pain for which they are missing school or missing normal activities that isn't normally managed. Now, they won't all go on to endometriosis, but maybe half of them will. So if they've got distressing pain, they need more information and they need effective care, not to be brushed off and told, just part of being a woman, you're imagining it, it can't be that bad, to be taken seriously and managed. Now, on our website at pelvicpain.org.au, there's a section for teens, stories by teens, information for teens, and more information on the schools program, which we're hoping to introduce if we have sufficient support. So that's a great place to start. If they're looking for more information, we have a short booklet that they can download, or we have a book about period pain, pelvic pain, that they can purchase on the website. There's lots of free information and some low-cost resources if they're looking for them.
Excellent. Well, Susan, thanks so much for joining me to talk about this fantastic new announcement, a bit about endometriosis, and of course, this wonderful push for better education in schools for young women. I really appreciate your time and all your hard work.
Thank you so much for your time. It's wonderful for your interest. Thank you.